The Old Testament text from Genesis is about Abraham. God comes to him and tells him not to be afraid and that his reward will be great. And Abram, he's still Abram at this stage, well, he's not so impressed with what God says. You see, he already has everything he needs except what he actually wants most of all, and that is a child. And so God takes Abram outside and tells him to look up and to count the stars. And God says, that number of stars, that's how many descendants you will have. And somehow, Abram believes God. And God called that willingness to believe that something good could come from nothing, that Abram could believe that. Something that seemed to Abraham to be impossible. And he looks up and he believes, and God calls it righteousness. It doesn't end there, though. Abram then questions God about the land he's going to give, and God then calls him to sacrifice some animals, which he does. And then these birds of prey come in and start to eat the sacrifices, and Abram drives them away. And then that goes through that day of doing all the sacrifice stuff, and it comes to the next evening, and Abram falls into this deep sleep, and he experiences what we read as deep and terrifying darkness descending on him. And in that deep and terrifying darkness, God tells Abram that he will live in peace, but that his offspring will be immigrants, aliens in a land that isn't theirs. And they will be oppressed before God will finally bring them to a better place. So we see this man, Abram, experiencing some very dark nights. And yet in the midst of the darkness, amidst the awareness of the reality of injustice in the world, God calls him to this bigger picture, to look up and to count the stars. And then we have the text from Luke, when Jesus is very aware of the increasing darkness, aware of the evil systems and structures around him, aware of an environment that is seeking to kill him. And Jesus responds not with fear or hate, but with this desire to nurture, to gather this distorted, unwilling community as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. It's this compassionate, loving response to a dark place. It's an extraordinary response. He's being warned about Herod, that this powerful figure wants him dead. This is the same Herod who ordered John the Baptist's head on a platter. This was not someone you mess with. Herod was the son of the notorious Herod the Great, the killer of infants in Bethlehem. And like his father Herod, this one too was cruel and ambitious. He ruled Galilee on behalf of Rome, and his marriage to Herodias only made him all the more notorious. And Jesus responds without fear. He is willing to face Herod. This is a tough, resilient image of Jesus. And yet straight away, we're also given this other image of Jesus, this nurturing, lamenting, compassionate Jesus. And they go together, tough and resilient, lamenting, brokenhearted, and compassionate. And just as Philippians calls us to be more like Jesus, here we get a glimpse of what that means. Tough and resilient, and yet able to know lament, heartbreak, and compassion. That's the context into which we have to understand the call to be a people of praise and of thanksgiving. I'm very aware that these texts are not your typical texts to use to speak of praise and thanksgiving. But I've also become increasingly aware that the call to give thanks and praise is most real in the context when things are most difficult, when God's promises seem far away, when the night is very dark, when Herod is most threatening. It's easy to say thanks when things are going well. It's easy to praise when all is good. But what about when things are not so simple? When things are shadowy or even dark? Then are we willing to reach out in love? Then are we willing to look up and count the stars? Then are we willing to feel compassion for a people who don't seem to care? I'm hoping by now that you are starting to understand why we hung all these stars above you. Just as I talked with the children, to know what we do makes a difference. To look up and count the stars is important. To reframe our sight. To choose to see good. To see good in this world, which leads us to thankfulness. To see good in a good God, which leads us to praise. Like Abram, of course we question God's promises when we see deep darkness. Of course we ask, how long do we have to wait for things to be fulfilled? But ultimately we also need to look up and count the stars, even when it's most dark. We're called to look up, especially when the dark seems deepest. And in the midst of our lament, in the midst of naming our pain to God, we are called to look up. And when we do that, when we look up, our posture changes. We look beyond ourselves, beyond what's immediate, and we're called to grasp something bigger, a much bigger God. And our looking up and counting stars is counted as righteousness, a righteousness that counts stars. That's what we're called to. That sees good in the world we live in, enough good to lead us to be thankful. A righteousness that counts stars, that sees good in our God, enough good to lead us to praise. Even when it's difficult. Even when sometimes the stars are difficult to find. That's why I've put the painting up over there. And it's now going to get flicked up on the screen as well, so you don't get a crook neck looking sideways. That's the painted by the English Victorian painter George Frederick Watts. It's a painting that we've used before, and it's called Hope. If you look at it, it's a lone, blindfolded female figure sitting on a globe, playing a lyre that has only one single string remaining. The background is almost blank, but there is one small star. Sometimes hope is that tenuous. The last string, a tiny star that reminds us of music still to be played and stars yet to be seen. Even if they're hard to see, the stars are many and they are important. All those small things we do, the words we speak, the care we take, the way we act, our willingness to choose love, whether we're talking about kindness or compassion or goodness or welcome or offering friendship or extending the table, it's about our willingness to look up in thanks and praise. For today, I believe that's all I need to say. In deep darkness, look up and count the stars. Choose that tough compassion of Jesus. So be it. Amen.